B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Can't crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's welcome Candace in Oak Park. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning.
You doing all right? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I went to the Lincoln Park Greek Fest.
You went to the Lincoln, did you say the Greek Fest in Lincoln Park?
I know, I didn't understand that, but yeah, it was great.
All right.
All right, yeah. You had a good weekend, you're about to have a bad Monday.
Okay. We're not wishing you a bad Monday, but so Carla's out today, she'll be back tomorrow, but you're going to take on Ahmad. This could be a good thing, this could be a bad thing. I guess we'll find out. You got to start by throwing Ahmad out of the room.
Okay. So, sounds good, get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be 5 pop culture questions, Candace. If you get more correct than Ahmad, crush Ahmad, we will give you $1,000. All right, we'll start right here with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They'll allegedly get married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. A source says guests will be transported on blacked out buses and, quote, everyone's been sworn to secrecy. What is the name of Travis Kelce's brother with whom he hosts a podcast?
Oh, Jason Kelce.
Question number 2. A streamer pointed out that Guy Fieri never actually swallows the food he's supposedly eating. He uses camera cuts so he can spit it out. He also sometimes hides food in his cheek. What is the name of his Food Network show where he samples different restaurants?
Diners, Dines, and Drive-Ins.
Sure. Question number 3. The 6th Scary Movie opened at the top of the box office, while low-budget horror flicks Backrooms and Obsession continue their impressive runs. What is the name of the brother duo behind the Scary Movie franchise?
The Wayans Brothers.
Question number 4. Lizzo says that the industry shift from radio to streaming affected her popularity and career. Lizzo recently appeared in a commercial for which restaurant chain?
Ooh, I don't know.
Question number 5. Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow will reunite this season on Variety's Actors on Actors. The two will discuss the trajectory of each other's careers ahead of awards season. Which characters did they play on Friends?
Rachel and Phoebe.
All right, let's get Ahmad back in here. While Ahmad's on the way in, you recently took a really cool trip. Where'd you go?
Yeah, so I went to Helsinki, Finland. My dad is half Finnish. He's half black, half Finnish. And so it was like a culture finding.
Wow. So did you go to Finland in the wintertime?
No, it was in April. So it was springtime, which is perfect because the weather was so nice. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold.
What is the best food in Finland? Like, what food are they known for?
I'm not going to lie. The food was not great. That's one thing that we struggled with.
That's funny.
But they're known for their salmon soup, which my great aunt made. And that was pretty amazing. That was bomb.
I love that. It's funny because it's the same thing with London, with Britain. Mm-hmm. They're not known for their food. And when you go, what's the best food in London? They say Indian food.
Yeah, they do say
that. Welcome back, Ahmad. 4 correct.
Ooh.
For Candace in Oak Park, you got a solid contender here, all right? Let's see how you do. Question number 1, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will allegedly get married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. A source says, though, guests will be transported on blacked-out buses and, quote, everyone's been sworn to secrecy. What is the name of Travis Kelce's brother with whom he hosts a podcast?
Oh, Jason Kelce. That's a man right there. I think he's so hot. I just stuttered into silence.
What else you got there? No, I just wanted you to have your moment about Jason Kelce.
I was like reminiscing of that picture of him in a Speedo.
He's a bear, huh?
Yeah, he is a bear. Look at you.
Look, I know my stuff.
Okay.
All right. Question number 2. A streamer pointed out that Guy Fieri never actually swallows the food he's supposedly eating. He uses camera cuts so that he can spit it out. He also sometimes hides food in his cheek. What is the name of his Food Network show where he samples different restaurants?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which I watch, and I'm kind of mad if that's true.
You know what? I totally get it, because I would love to host a show like that, but mm-hmm. I'm a picky eater.
But, like,
I probably wouldn't want to eat half of that nonsense either.
He's always like, oh, the flavor in this, it's so amazing.
Yeah,
you gotta
taste the flavor without swallowing it.
That doesn't count.
Question number 3. The 6th Scary Movie opened at the top of the box office, while low-budget horror flicks Backrooms and Obsession continued their impressive runs. What is the name of the brother duo behind the Scary Movie franchise?
Oh,
The Wayans brothers.
Correct. Question number four. Lizzo says that the industry shift from radio to streaming affected her popularity and career. Lizzo recently appeared in a commercial for which restaurant chain?
Chili's.
Yeah.
She sings the jingle, the baby back ribs jingle.
Yeah. So this is interesting. The industry shift from radio to streaming. I will say, as a proponent of the radio industry, that radio has not gone away. We're just not the music discovery place that maybe we once were.
Right. And also, I will say radio really pushed Lizzo.
Yeah.
I think that's where she got a lot of her love.
Yeah. But when you're looking for a good time, come on down to P96, right? All right, question number five. Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow will reunite this season on Variety's Actors on Actors. The two will discuss the trajectory of each other's careers ahead of award season. Which characters did they play on Friends?
Oh, I know Lisa Kudrow was Phoebe.
If you don't know Jennifer Aniston's character...
I know... Is she Rachel?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I was more of, like, my family was like a Living Single type of family. We didn't watch Friends.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, it's one of the most famous shows of all time. You got to know that Rachel was Jennifer Aniston.
I confuse her and Monica a lot.
Okay, so five for Ahmad, four for Candace in Oak Park. You know what this means? Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh.
I turned your microphone off, Candace. Go ahead. Try again.
What does this mean?
It means you're Candace from Oak Park and you...
got thrown out.
Can't crush Ahmad.
We'll work on it. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't listen to the radio that much, but this is fun.
Well, you know what? You should. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
This is
your official invitation to come listen to the radio and hang out with us. We do this show every Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 9.
And so. I'm much nicer when I'm not being crushed.
That's true. Have a great day, Candace. Can't crush Carla with Carla. We'll be back tomorrow morning right about 7:50 on B96.